You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Vodafone Idea's Rs 18,000 crore follow-on public offer opens for subscription today, Thursday, April 18th, and will close on Monday, April 22nd. The FPO price band has been set between Rs 10 to Rs 11 per share, with a minimum bid limit of 1,298 equity shares and subsequent bids in multiples thereof. Market experts have expressed optimism about the FPO, with all signs pointing towards a bullish outlook. The total offer size amounts to Rs 18,000 crore, consisting of fresh equity shares. According to the Red Herring prospectus, the proceeds from the new issue will primarily finance the expansion of the company's network infrastructure, including the establishment of new 4G and 5G sites, with an allocation of Rs 12,750 crores. Meanwhile, Vedanta share price jumped to fresh 52-week highs at Rs 394.75 a day after Anil Agarwal said that his group's flagship company, Vedanta Resources, will be achieving an annual operating profit of $7.5 billion within the next 2 years. The 50% jump in EBITDA is on the back of the group's demerger plan, which includes reorganizing Vedanta into 6 separate entities based on their sectors. He further said that in the next 3 years, the group will also be deleveraging its cash-starved Vedanta Resources by $3 billion. The group has a debt standing at $6.4 billion. More than 70% will be due in FY25. The company proposed the demerger plan in 2023. It will be demerging 5 of its key businesses. Moving on, Angel One, a leading retail full-service broking firm, saw 8.70% increase in its share price during early morning trade today, reaching Rs 3,100 per share, propelled by the release of its Q4 FY24 performance report on Wednesday. In Q4 FY24, the company reported a net profit of Rs 340 crore, making a significant 31% quarter-on-quarter rise and a notable 14% year-on-year improvement. Additionally, its total revenue from operations experienced robust growth, soaring by 28% Q-on-Q and an impressive 64.28% year-on-year, reaching Rs 1,357 crore. Angel One achieved its highest ever client addition during the quarter, welcoming 2.9 million clients and pushing its client base to 22.2 million as of March 2024. Over to industry. Capacity Infra Projects Limited on Thursday announced that it has received orders worth Rs 549 crore, excluding GST, from Macrotech Developers in Worli, Mumbai, and from Raymond in Thane. In a regulatory filing, the company said that the project from Macrotech Developers Limited, Lodha Group, for their luxury residential project in Worli, Mumbai, is worth Rs 256 crore. Meanwhile, the other order from Raymond Limited, Realty Division, for additional building in Thane and scope enhancement for existing buildings has a total contract worth Rs 293 crore. Managing Director Rahul Khatyal said that the company remains confident of delivering the project within the stipulated timelines and to client satisfaction. In some more industry news, Sterling Tools Limited, the automotive fastener manufacturer through its subsidiary Motor Control Units in India, has signed a memorandum of understanding with South Korea's Yongin Electronics Co. Limited, a supplier of components to the Hyundai Kia Motor Group. This strategic agreement, the company said, is expected to generate Rs 250 crore in business over the next 5 years and marks a crucial step in advancing the production of electric vehicles and electronic components within India. To accelerate the production capacity, Sterling Tools Limited will set up a new greenfield manufacturing facility in the country. As a key supplier of components, Yongin Electronics Co. Limited offers its technological expertise to India's growing EV sector. In other news, Hindustan Zinc Limited, a Vedanta Group company, on Thursday announced that it has now become the third largest silver producer globally, as per the World Silver Survey 2024, conducted by the Silver Institute, USA. The company, in a regulatory filing, said, quote, "The company's Sindesar Khurd mine now stands as the world's second largest silver producing mine, moving up from the last year's fourth position," unquote. Additionally, the recognition of its Pantnagar Silver Refinery by the London Bullion Market Association and inclusion in the London Good Delivery List reaffirms the refinery's adherence to international quality standards, marked by LBMA certification of 99.99% pure silver. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. The benchmark equity indices ended Thursday's trading session in the negative territory. The NSE Nifty 50 plunged 152.05 points, or 0.69%, to settle at 21,995.85, while the BSE Sensex dropped 454.69 points, or 0.62%, to 72,488.99, The broader indices ended in mixed territory, with fall led by large-cap and mid-cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index ended lower by 415.35 points, or 0.8%, to settle at 47,069.45. Media and metal stocks outperformed among the other sectoral indices, while FMCG and financial services stocks shed. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.